In order to understand how a chronic lack of water has shaped Qatar as it is today, it is necessary to first look at the history of the country. A good starting point is the 1940s, where the majority of the population made their living as fishermen in the villages by the sea. Others were nomads wandering the landscape in an attempt to find water. One characteristic of the 1940s in Qatar was the low life expectancy, which hovered at around 50 years of age. Things changed for Qatar after oil was discovered there, though, right at the end of the 1940s. It completely transformed the country and its people. The nomads, who had previously searched far and wide for water and food, adapted to a city lifestyle. Moving on from the oil era to the present day, Qatar is a completely different place from the Qatar of 70 years ago. For a start, the population of the country is approximately 2 million, a huge increase from 11,000 in the 1940s. Qatar has also enjoyed a very healthy average economic growth rate of roughly 15% for the last 5 years, as well as a much higher life expectancy, now about 78 years of age. Perhaps the most startling change, though, is the level of water consumption. This has increased to 430 litres, one of the highest levels in the world. Why should people care or even be interested by this at all, though? The point is that Qatar has grown continuously, at a rate of 15% for the past 5 years, without water. This has never before occurred in history. In the past, a lack of water would simply be the end, the destruction of a city. Yet Qatar is not only surviving, it is thriving. Luckily, technology saved Qatar, because Qatar only receives 74 millimetres of rain per year. For reference, Brazil has around 1,782 millimetres annually. The only way to survive that, adapt to it and grow at such a rapid rate with no water is technology. For Qatar, that technology is called desalination, which was only able to come about thanks to the discovery of oil, because the process of desalination requires a lot of energy. There is, as always, another side to this technology. There is a global increase in energy and water consumption, and the world population is increasing rapidly. More people means more demand for food. This is a problem on its own, but it is made worse by factors such as climate change, which has reduced the number of successful food harvests. Altogether, this points to an upcoming worldwide crisis that could strike at any time. A crisis would be particularly hard for the citizens of Qatar to face because, as it stands, Qatar only has 2 days' worth of water reserves, and about 90% of their food is imported, and less than 1% of the country's landscape is used for agricultural purposes. All of this adversely affects the sustainability of the country and its ability to carry on growing. On the positive side, though, there is a possible solution to Qatar's problems, beginning with replacing fossil fuels with renewable energy, because oil doesn't last forever. Here, Qatar has an advantage. It receives 300 days of sunlight per year, so a large amount of natural renewable energy in country. Qatar can use this solar power to provide the energy required for desalination, a completely vital process in ensuring the future of Qatar. It is likely that Qatar will be able to produce enough energy to provide 3.5 million cubic meters of water, plenty for the general population. The farmers too will benefit from this water, which will be supplied to them, most obviously to water their crops, which will create more food for the people of Qatar.